Hello. This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thank you for getting connected with eBay. This is James. How can I help you today?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I got a call from this number.
Okay, do you have a computer, a laptop, any device, ma'am?
Correct.
Do you have a computer, laptop, any device?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, just try to be in front of it. Let me just help you and guide you through the cancellation and the refund process. Do you know what is this call about?
Don't know.
You don't know what is this call about, actually. Apparently, someone has ordered...
Sorry?
Let me tell you. The thing is that someone have ordered a gift card, which is around $299. But somehow, our eBay team have found it fraudulent. And when they have started the investigation on that order, they have found some people who are actually misusing your information and your banking information on eBay. Like they are actually, you know, like they're using your information and your banking information without your prime knowledge and without your authorization. That is why the call has been forwarded to the anti-fraud department of eBay, so that we can get in touch with you and we can inform you about it, that how could you secure the things from your end. Right.
Okay, yeah.
So that is why, could you please just try to be in front of a computer so that I can just help you and guide you further for the cancellation and the refund process.
Okay.
All right. I'm holding the line for you. Once you turn on your computer, do let me know.
So what do I type?
Okay, just simply, do you have any browser in your computer, like as a Google, Firefox, any browser?
Lovely.
Just simply open it up and on that search panel, type in a small letter A as in Apple.
Hold on.
Take your time.
Yeah, E for an Apple.
Okay, then type letter N. N as in Nancy.
Yep.
Then type letter Y. Y as in yellow.
Yep.
Then type letter D. D as in doctor.
Yep.
Then type letter E. E as in Edward.
Yep.
Then type letter S. S as in Sam.
Yes.
Then type letter K. K as in kilo.
Yes.
It would be any desk, right?
Yeah.
Lovely. Give a click on search, hit the enter from your keyboard, and do let me know what can you see.
I see the first remote desktop application and download any desk.
Okay, is there any option? Okay, is there any option where you can see any desk, the fast remote desktop application? The first one, which you have told me.
The first one,
yes. Any desk, the fast remote desktop application. Lovely, give a click on it. And let me tell you, what is this AnyDesk? This is our partner application which will help us to generate the 9-digit cancellation and the security code for you, which will just simply help us to get you connected to the secure server so that no one can be able to use your information anymore. Right.
So it's the access now?
Access now, and just below the access now, do you see there would be an orange color box where it says download now?
Yeah, download now.
Yeah, lovely. Give a click on it. And once you give a click on it, focus in your computer screen. You will got to see a pop-up on the bottom. If you are using a Google, you will got it on the left-hand side bottom corner. something like anydesk.exe. Or if you're using Firefox or any Microsoft Explorer, you will got to see on the top right hand side, there would be an option called Open File, anydesk Open File.
Yes, Open File.
Lovely. Give a click on it and open it. And once you open it,
what new anydesk?
What new in anydesk? Lovely. Okay, look on the top. Do you see 9-digit numbers over there? There would be a 9-digit numbers. There would be a 9-digit number says your address. Do you see?
It says my address, but it doesn't say number.
Yeah, do you see 9-digit
number?
Is there any 9-digit numbers over there?
Do you want me to test it?
No, just read it back to me. If there would be 9-digit numbers over there where you can see your address, just read it back to me. Hello?
It doesn't say my address. Yeah, I'm in 9-digit number.
Okay, what can you see over there? What's new in anydesk? And just above the what's new in anydesk, do you see your address and there would be 9-digit numbers?
Yeah, see, it say your address and then this circle and then like I and a padlock thing, like a lock.
A lock.
And then
symbol,
it say invite.
Lovely. And there is no numbers over there like 112-203-509. There is no numbers. Okay.
Yeah.
And when you can see your address, there is no there is nothing, like, right?
Yeah, there's nothing. No number. There's no address.
Is there any zero? Is there any zero symbol?
Hey.
Is there any zero symbol?
What's that?
Okay, you can just simply give a click on invite. Give a click on invite.
Okay. Yeah.
And what click on invite? Send a send invitation to the following anydesk ID or alias, right?
Hi.
Do you see something called send a session invitation to the following anydesk ID or alias, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And just below it, do you see something called profile?
Profile.
And where you can see default, give a click on default.
Yeah.
Click on it and you will got to include sharing full access and unattended access. So, alright, just simply give a click on unattended access. Unattended access.
Yes.
And once you give a click on unattended access, do let me know what can you see.
It's all that, it's there on the side, but me and my desk device,
Okay, lovely. Now look on the top, look on the middle of the page where you can see send a session invitation of the following anydesk or alias. Give a click on it and type in the numbers which I'm giving you. It would be 662.
On top.
Yeah, on the top where you can see send a session invitation.
Yeah.
To the following anydesk ID or alias, there would be a box. Give a click on it.
Yeah. Click on it.
Lovely. And type in 662.
662.
012, like 012.
012.
119.
119.
You will click on invite. On the bottom, there would be a red color box where it says invite.
Yes.
You will click on it.
I say, no internet connection.
No internet connection. That is why the address is not showing you. Can you please just check your internet connection? Like, is your computer is connected with the internet or not?
Yeah, it's connected.
It's connected. Can you please just do one thing for me? Can you please just restart your computer and just restart it and do let me know once it's done.
Okay.
All right, ma'am. I'm holding the line for you.
Login back again.
Yeah, just simply open the AnyDesk, a red color icon with a diamond shape on it. It would be look like a red color icon with a white color diamond shape on it. Just simply give a click on it and open it.
Take your
sweet time, ma'am. Hello?
It's still loading,
no problem. I'm holding the line for you, ma'am.
Yeah. It's raining here.
Hello.
Okay, so I'll start back again. Google.
Yes, hello, ma'am.
Hello.
Yeah, have you turned on your computer?
Yes, so typing Google and then...
You already have been downloaded the AnyDesk. Just look on the bottom, on the top, right-hand side. Do you see three small dots over there on the right-hand side top?
Right.
On the right hand side top. Just simply give a click on it. Can you please tell me? Which browser?
No, I don't see. I'm using a tablet.
You're using a tablet.
Yes.
Okay, like it's a Windows or it's Apple?
Windows.
It's a Windows, okay.
Yes.
And which browser you are using at the moment? Like it's a Google or it's Firefox?
Google.
It's Google, lovely. Open up the Google. Do you have any Play Store in your tablet? Play Store application?
No.
Okay, lovely. I've got it. No problem. Open up the Google.
Yeah.
And just simply type in letter A as in apple.
Yeah.
A-N-Y.
Yeah.
Then letter D-E-S-K. AnyDesk.
Yes.
Lovely. Give a click on search.
Search, and it comes up any desk.
Any desk, fast, remote desktop application. Right, like the same thing as you did before. Give a click on it. Any desk.
Yes.
Okay. Once you give a click on the Any Desk, the fast remote desktop application, do you see Access Now, Download Now?
Yes. Yes.
Lovely. Just simply give a click on Download Now.
Yes.
And once you give a click on Download Now, you will got to see something called All Platforms, All Devices. Download again, right? All platforms, all devices.
Yes, hold on.
Take your time.
So download it again, or?
No, no, don't give a click on download again. Do you see all platforms, all devices?
Yeah, yeah.
And just below that, there would be some options like Windows, Mac OS, Android, iOS, Linux, FreeBSD, Raspberry, and Chrome OS. Can you please confirm me in which operating system there is a red mark on it? On Windows? Lovely. Now I've got it. Look on the bottom, on the left-hand side, bottom corner, do you see something called anydesk.exe?
Yes.
Lovely. Give a click on it. Give a double tap on it, and do let me know what can you see.
An application has been prevented from running to protect this PC.
Okay. Is there any option called OK or allow?
Yes. Okay.
Lovely. Okay, yes. Give a click on OK. And once you give a click on OK, do let me know what can you see. Is there any option like any pop-up things came up like as a like what's new in any desk, install any desk, discover any desk, any option like that?
Discover any desk for Windows.
Okay, discover any desk for Windows. Lovely. Now look on the right hand side, top corner. Do you see three small little dots on the top right hand side? There would be three small on the look on the top, right hand side top. Do you see three small little dots on the right hand side top?
Yes.
Lovely. Give a click on it, and then you will got to see something called new tab, new window, new incognito window, history, and downloads. Give a click on downloads. Lovely. And once you give a click on downloads, do you see on the top something called AnyDesk? AnyDesk, the first, AnyDesk.exe, the red color icon with a white diamond shape on it?
Yes.
Lovely. Give a click on it. Then give a click on run or OK if you will got to see any option.
Yes.
And open it. Open the AnyDesk application.
Yes.
Okay. Now, is there any option called what's new in any desk, your address, install any desk?
Sorry?
Now, is there any option you have got, any changes, or you see the same thing?
No, yes. See, on the file, to the folder thing, I see any desk. Other things came up from Windows Security.
Windows Security, okay. Open file.
Yeah, see all the downloads. AnyDesk,
okay.
AnyDesk 1,
123. Yeah, lovely.
Yes.
Give a click on any one of it and just simply open it. Like give a click on any desk 1.exe. Just simply give a click on it and open it.
Yeah.
Okay. Once you open it, do let me know that yes, James, I have completely opened.
It's say okay and application has okay,
or give a click on the second option which you can see. Like, is there any option called this application is already running on the background, something like that?
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. Look on the top, right inside top. Do you know how to minimize the page? How to minimize it? On the top, there would be a minus sign. Just simply give a click on that minus sign.
Yes.
Lovely. Give a click on it and come back to the home page where you can see all of your applications like Google, Recycle Bin. There would be a red color icon with a white diamond shape on it called Any Desk. Just simply open it.
Sorry?
Have you come back to the home page, ma'am?
I went back to, download.
Okay. Look on the top, on the right hand side top. Do you see a minus sign, a minimize sign? Just minimize it. Just give a click on it and come back to the home page of your laptop, where you can see something called Recycle Bin, Google. Can you please try to find a red color icon with a white diamond shape on it called Any Desk? Do you see that? A red color icon with a white diamond shape on it?
No, I don't see it.
You don't see that. Like there
is no recycled in my Outlook email, Google Chrome, Microsoft Edge. VLC media player.
Okay.
The Czech Republic and Acrobat Reader. That's
okay.
All I have.
That's all you have got, and there is no Any Desk. Okay.
None.
I've got it. Okay. Now open up the Google. Open up the Google. Open the Google.
Yeah.
Okay. And now you are on the download page at the moment, or you have got on the different page?
Still the same page.
The same page where you can see Any Desk 1, 2, 3. Correct?
Yeah.
Lovely. Now where you can see on the top Any Desk dot Any Desk 3.exe on the top. Do you see that? The Any Desk 3.exe?
Yeah.
Give a click on it and do let me know what can you see. Just read it back for me. Hold.
An application has been prevented from running through.
Okay.
And unrecognized or
Is there any option which has given to you something called run? Is there any option? Is there any option given to you like as run or something open?
It's say okay.
Okay.
This application is required to contact your agency ID
Give a click on OK.
Yeah.
And once you give a click on OK, do you see any changes on your computer or in your laptop?
No.
There is no changes in your computer or laptop. Okay. Yes. Let me just help you with the different procedure. Open up a new tab, new window page.
So Yeah.
Okay, now do you see a search panel where you can type something and then you can search for it?
Sorry?
Do you see a search panel where you can type something and then you can search for it? Do you see a search bar? Lovely. Now, I want you to type in over there, letter T as in Tom. Letter T. Yes. Then type letter E as in Edward. Letter E.
Yes.
Then type letter A as in Apple. Letter A.
Yes.
Then type letter M. M as in Mary.
Yes.
Then type letter V, V as in Victor.
Yes.
Then type letter I, I as in Indigo.
Yes.
Then type letter E, E as in Edward.
Yes.
Then type letter W, W as in Whiskey.
Yes.
Then type letter E, E as in Edward.
Yes.
Then type letter R, R as in Roger.
Yeah. Type name of Team Viewer.
Team Viewer Quick Support. Is there any option called Team Viewer Quick Support?
Quick Support, yes.
Yes, lovely. Give a click on it.
Yes, so it came up Team Viewer Quick Support download.
Quick support. Lovely. Give a click on it, the first one.
Yeah.
And once you give a click on it, do you see something called Team Viewer Quick Support? And there would be some option called Download Quick Support, Customize Quick Support, and Download Now. Do you see that?
No. Accept
tonight
from
MTP. Access. Yeah, give a click on accept.
What?
Give a click on accept. If there will be any option called accept, like always choose the positive option. Okay, allow or accept.
No, it say more information. Go back.
Come a page back. Come a page back.
Yeah.
Now, once you come a page back, is there any option called Team Viewer Quick Support? Download Quick Support?
Yeah.
Give a click on it. And once you give a click on it, do let me know. If there will be any option called Accept Cookies, I just simply need to give a click on Accept All Cookie.
No, it's 59 from the...
59.
Yeah. From access tonight,
okay.
From
NTC government. Okay, and there is
it's
no
anything that works from web
service. Okay, and there is no positive option which you can see over the right.
No, I can't see.
Okay, no problem, ma'am. And do you have any, you know, cell phones like as Android or Apple? Do you have any devices like that?
I have a Samsung phone, yes. Android.
A Samsung Android phone, lovely. Let me just help you in your Samsung Android phone, as because we are facing some problems.
The one I'm talking to you.
You're talking to me on that same cell phone. And do you have any landline or something?
No.
There is no button. Okay. Let me just help you with another step or a different procedure. Look on the extreme left-hand side, bottom corner in your keyboard. Do you see a CTRL, the control key, on the bottom left-hand side?
Sorry?
Look, just focus in your computer, is a keyboard. Do you see a CTRL key, on the control key, on the left-hand side, bottom corner? CTRL control. Look in your bottom look in your keyboard.
Yes. CTRL.
CTRL, yes, on the bottom. Do you see that?
Yes.
And
yes.
Right next to the CTRL, do you see FN? FN key, function
yes.
key. Lovely.
Yes.
And just right next to the FN key, do you see four little flags, Windows key, which is called to be known as Windows?
Yes.
Four little flags, Windows key, lovely. Just press
yes,
and
yes,
hold
yes.
it down. Yeah, lovely.
Sorry.
Press and hold it down, the Windows key. And
yes.
then you need to use your another finger, press letter R, R as in Romeo. Windows key along with letter R.
Yes. It come up, type the name of the program folder.
Program
or
internet resource and Windows will open it for you. Lovely. There would be a box.
Yes.
On that box, I want you to type in www3w.
Yep. Yes, www.
dot.
Yes.
Then type T as in Tom.
Yep.
E as in Edward.
Yep.
A as in Apple.
Yep.
M as in Mary.
Yep.
V as in Victor.
Yeah.
I as in Indigo.
Yeah.
E as in Edward.
Yeah.
And after that, W as in Whiskey.
Yes.
Yeah. E as in Edward. Then R as in Roger.
Yes.
It would be www.teamviewer, then give a
yes.
dot, like a period.
Dot.
Yes, then COM, Charlie, Oscar, Mother.
Yes.
Can you please just read it back to me, ma'am?
www.teamviewer. .com.
Lovely. Now hit the enter key from your keyboard. Hit the enter.
Enter.
Yes. And once you give a click on enter,
it says
do
that. Two pages.
Okay. Now, do you see any changes came up the world's most trusted remote access control and support software? Is there any option like that?
No, no.
There is no option like that.
It's a block page.
Block page. Okay. Now, can you please tell me, like, have you installed any, you know, Norton or McAfee, something like that? Do you have any, what it calls, you don't have, like which Wi-Fi, which internet system you're using at the moment?
Telstra.
Telstra, okay.
Yeah.
You have got a Telstra network. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Got it. And you haven't, downloaded or you haven't opened any, security in your computer, in your laptop, right?
No.
Okay. You can just simply close each and everything, ma'am. Just simply close each and everything. All the pages, each and everything, which you have opened in your computer. Let me just help and guide you with another step. I actually have no idea what is the problem you're facing, but no need to be worried about. You don't need to be worried about it. Once you're done, just simply let me know. Are you still there, ma'am? Hello? Hello?
Wow.
Yeah, are you still there?
Yeah.
Can you please tell me, ma'am, that what are the things, what are the activities you are doing over the internet, like for which purpose you used your laptop? For receiving and sending emails, for doing online shopping, online banking, or you play games, you watch movies on YouTube?
No, it's for
email thing. And do you do online shopping?
No.
You don't do the online shopping. Do you do online banking?
No.
Do you check your statements online?
Yes, on my personal phone.
In your personal phone, okay. And you have not used your computer? Okay, got it. So, you can just do one thing, the cell phone which you have got. Do you have any headphone or do you have any, you know, like iPad, you know, like AirPods which you can connect so that I can guide you in your cell phone?
No, I don't have that.
You haven't got that. No problem. You can just simply put this call on a speaker. Put me on a speaker. And once you put this call on a speaker, do let me know.
Yeah.
Okay, so have you put me on a speaker?
I got another call coming in. I think it's my boss. I need to take this one.
Okay, no problem, ma'am. You can just have a conversation with them. Let me just give you a call back after half an hour.
Okay.
Love.